Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The coldest air of the season is descending on the Chicago area, and the National Weather Service is warning of potentially dangerous wind chills. With AccuWeather senior meteorologist Bob Larson.
Jennifer, the focus of attention shifts from snow to extreme cold. It is already very cold, of course, windy, and the temperature dropping towards zero tonight in the city, below zero in many suburbs. The wind, probably not quite as gusty tonight as it has been today, but still very noticeable. That all combines to dangerously low wind chill temperatures. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from 8 o'clock this evening until 10 a.m. Friday, anticipating wind chills to reach as low as 15 below during that time. Wind chills of that magnitude can lead to frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. So extreme cold tonight. We haven't had much in the way of cold weather so far this winter season. It is here now. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And WBBM's Jim Goodis continues our coverage with what experts say you can do to make sure your home is ready for tonight's cold snap.
Joe Hogle of MegaPros Home Improvement and Remodeling says you should run a trickle of water through at least one of your faucets and open any cabinets available near exterior pipes to keep them from freezing. As for outside your home,
please make sure that your hoses are disconnected from the outside. And if you haven't done it already, there might be damage hidden behind the wall. Eventually, when it thaws, that's when you're going to have a problem with leaking inside the house.
Hogle also says if ice dams form on your roof, don't try to knock them off because you might cause serious damage. He says the best thing to do is keep an eye on that section of the roof until spring and then get that part of your roof checked out for potential damage. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The City Council Zoning Committee has approved an ordinance that will let Sunday brunch places start serving mimosas and Bloody Marys a little earlier.
Technically, the ordinance would allow restaurants that serve liquor as well as food to provide alcoholic drinks starting at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings instead of 10, as is the law now. The sponsor, Northside Alderman Michelle Smith, says restaurants ask for this because of European soccer game.
Because of the growing popularity of watching games from Europe, many of our establishments would like to open up a little bit earlier to be able to play the games and, of course, have brunch.
And she says brunch means mimosas and such to some people, and if the full council approves next week, they'll be able to have them. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
DuPage County Sheriff's deputies are quite familiar with a woman now behind bars charged with burglary and ID theft in Villa Park. Michelle Janicek is said to have a history of vehicle burglary and drug charges. Deputies say she broke into a car in Brandywine late last month, stole a Visa debit card that was surprisingly in the car, and used it at a store and a gas station. The gas station clerk identified her in a photo lineup.
And Amazon recently bought a 119-acre site on Route 53 south of I-55 in Bolingbrook for a distribution center, but the city's mayor says the plans need some work.
Bolingbrook Mayor Roger Clare says there's a lot wrong with Amazon's plans, starting with the height of the proposed 825,000 square foot windowless building.
One of the kickers was that it was going to be 100 feet tall, effectively a 9 to 10 story building.
Clare says village code limits industrial buildings to 42 feet high. Then there's the likely congestion at Route 53 and I-55.
The impact on the interchange is going to require a tremendous amount of study, because we just can't add two or more semis to that already to heavily congested intersection.
Mayor Clare says Amazon is also not offering enough diversity in jobs, so some of the 1,500 workers could make more than the $15 an hour Amazon is proposing. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM has attempted to reach Amazon for a response.
Hundreds of students at Chicago's Sin High School protested yesterday over a teacher allegedly telling a student to go back to her country during a school assembly.
The student, a 17-year-old Latina, a U.S. citizen, was reported to be protesting U.S. immigration policy when she chose to stay seated during the national anthem, and she and other students said a teacher told her to go back to her country. That prompted a protest.
We are
Videos posted on social media show the protest and sit-in. CPS is investigating the alleged incident. A spokesman says what's alleged runs counter to the beliefs and priorities of the district. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.